someone who's been traveling around the county this week to thank those who are the frontline folks in the fight against the opioid epidemic. We have Elaine Jorgis from the ADAS joining us this morning. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. I know we talked earlier this week when you started getting all those gift baskets ready to take to some of those first responders, the fire, the police, paramedics. Tell me a little bit about that experience. What's that been like for you to do that this week?
Wow. So, yeah, so last week we had a group of hands and donations putting these baskets together. And then Monday morning and then again on Tuesday morning, we had a caravan of partners and volunteers going out to all the police, fire, and EMS departments just to give them a thank you basket. You know, we went to the department. We had, I mean, people were, I think some of the personnel were shocked that anyone would, you know, stop and give them something as a thank you. Others were just so excited. They brought their whole team out, wanted to take photos. And then, you know, it was great. You could just see them start digging into the baskets. You know, the baskets carried everything from proclamations. Our governor, attorney general, our local mayors gave proclamations. We had some thank you posters that a group of people kept writing thanks to. We had some amazing personal thank yous from people in recovery, as well as students from our local elementary schools just wrote some really neat little thank you cards. And those were really, you know, it was so heartwarming to see the personnel going and reading those things.
Elaine, did any of these people know you were coming?
You know, not per se, but, you know, we didn't have much surprise. But we just, you know, we set out during our day jobs and knocked on the doors and they welcomed us. So, you know, we really didn't have a, you know, advance notice. You know, we kind of, you know, we didn't want them to prep anything. It's really, you know, it was just, you know, impromptu to say thanks, you know, and sometimes just a little thank you keeps your day going better.
And it's sort of that surprise. You mentioned little thank yous. There was one picture you kind of had. It looked like a laundry basket with items and different things like that. So
right.
It was all those sort of practical things that they can use just to make getting through those tough times a little easier with stuff that they might have forgotten or need for their existence over there in the different, like the fire departments or the police, places like that.
Absolutely. You know, little snacks or a water bottle if they don't happen to have one that day to just keep them, you know, rehydrated, replenished. They also departments out a set of two sets of videos. We gave them a minute or a video on how, you know, they need to remember to take care of themselves. There was also a video about protecting from the dangers of fentanyl so they could keep themselves safe. And then finally, our state association did a thank you video. It's a 4-minute video that just had a variety of people saying thanks to them. So we gave that so hopefully they could put that in their, you know, coffee break room or share it with their personnel. And then on Wednesday, we went to all the emergency rooms and we didn't do baskets, but we just gave them, you know, some of the documents and the thanks. There was also a story in there that we photocopied of a gal who was saved by Narcan and is doing amazing 2 years later. So we went to the ERs because those, again, are another group of first responders. And then we did yesterday also do a handoff of the same thank yous to our children's services workers in our county. You know, they go into homes every day and they, you know, we could keep going and find everybody who's working as a first responder for the opioid epidemic.
You have something going on today at Elyria City Hall. Talk about this event that's taking place.
Yeah, so it's kind of wrapping up the week, wrapping up Appreciation Week. We're calling it a first responder appreciation ceremony at 2 p.m. at the Chambers Room of Elyria City Hall. Got a little bit of standard opening. We've got a piper and presenting of colors and national anthem, and Mayor Brenda will be reading the Elyria Proclamation. I'll just kind of wrap up. We've got John Maraldi, the Honorable Judge John Maraldi, who's the judge of the recovery court, to be a guest speaker. And then we also have a person in recovery who's going to tell his story. It's open to the public. You know, it's a quiet, you know, we didn't want to, we, you know, in short timing of planning things, but if anyone has, you know, an hour or so, if they want to stop over at Elyria City Hall to help celebrate, they're more than welcome to come.
Well, it's just a way for people to say thanks to that and also just to see the activity. And, you know, we hear all the stories about this, but to know that there's people like you and your organizations and the community working to figure out how to defeat this as you have there say, you say, stay, you know, treatment works, people recover.
That's so true. You know, responding to an overdose gives another person another day to hopefully get into treatment and recover, which is for the benefit of not only themselves, but our whole community to be healthy.
Well, we appreciate what you do. And again, thank you for the time this morning. And again, this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Elyria City Hall is when the ceremony takes place. Elaine, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Elaine Jorgis joining us, Executive Director for the Alcohol and Drug Addiction Services Board of Lorain County here on WEOL.